Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Enterprise Doctor Business Show. My name is Mark Harris and I am the Enterprise Doctor. I do mentoring and coaching for small businesses. And my guest today is Claudia Hall, who is the event director for IBTM World. How are you, Claudia?
Hi, Mark. I'm doing so well. Thank you for speaking to me today. So it's day one of IBTM World. And as you can probably hear in the background, the show floor is buzzing. So it's really nice to speak to you.
Well, I'm delighted to say I can't hear anything in the background. The booth or whatever that you're in is blocking it out. But I can see behind you, which obviously listeners can't, I can see a lot of stuff going on there. So for those listeners who don't know, what is IBTM World?
So IBTM World is an event for the events industry. So we're a global gathering where meetings, incentives, conference and events planners come together. It's in Barcelona every year in November. So it's a fantastic destination to come to at this time of year. And ultimately, we're inspiring the events industry to deliver exceptional experiences for their customers. It's in a face-to-face setting. We help people to build better connections, and it's a global gathering. So we get around 2,250 exhibitors coming with 12,000 attendees from over 150 countries.
That's huge.
Yes.
That's huge. And poor old you had to fly out to Barcelona for a week to deal with it.
It's a tough job. Someone had to do it.
Absolutely. Your role is event director, so if you'll forgive me phrasing it this way, it's your baby. You are the woman in charge.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, I've got a huge responsibility, but I've got a fantastic team behind me who are helping to curate the event and put it together. So I'm actually new to the event. I joined the RX Global team 3 weeks ago, and this is my first IBTM World. And when I came on the show floor, I was just so inspired by the amount of effort that our exhibitors have put together, you know, building their stands. We have a hosted buyer program where we bring in key buyers to meet with our exhibitors. So it's a meetings-led meeting. And it's just a fantastic event. And I'm so happy to be part of the IBTM World team.
That's great. You sound so inspiring with your tone of voice and the words you're choosing. It sounds like it's an exciting place to be. The world of events obviously had a huge, huge hit with COVID and lockdown one. And then just when we thought things might get good, there was lockdown two and lockdown three. Face to face, anything didn't happen, whether it was just a meeting between two people having a coffee or a huge event like you're talking about, all the stuff that the people exhibiting at your event and the interested parties are involved with. But that's been a couple of years now since that all went away. So to what extent do you think that the events industry has recovered?
It's definitely recovered. I mean, we can see it in our show stats. So we have more visitors this year and more exhibitors than we did pre-COVID in 2019. And, you know, we've been working on a World Cultures Creators Report highlighting the significant spike in the demand for meetings, incentives and conference over the past year. So we can report that businesses have responded by increasing their budgets by 61% to facilitate in-person gatherings, which is a huge increase. And 81% of respondents see events as really important in forging and strengthening their relationships. So the stats say it all, that the events industry has definitely picked up and come back. And we're seeing it in our numbers as well.
So I'm going to ask a question that might seem naive, but the main reason I'm asking it is just to give you an opportunity to give me the answer, which is what's so important about events? Why is it a good thing that they're back and they're happening?
It's all about creating new connections and particularly in-person events. It gives people a chance to explore new destinations. So, you know, for us, it's exploring Barcelona. To have better conversations, in-person conversations are so much more than just speaking to a computer screen. It's also that the networking events that run alongside in-person trade shows. So we've got exciting parties, we've got networking evenings, the conversations that happen on a more sociable level as well, and building those connections. And it's the energy and the buzz of the show floor that's so important as well.
I absolutely agree with everything you just said. I love exhibitions. I go to anywhere I can justify the time from a professional perspective. And I also love being in the same room as people. We are recording this over Zoom, which I see as a shame, but you know, that you're in Barcelona and I'm not, so hey. But that whole face-to-face thing, being able to actually shake hands with somebody, being able to look them in the eye and have you look back in the eye, the whole interaction thing is so much more professional and has so many better outcomes, I think, when things are done face-to-face.
Absolutely. You remember people more after you've met them in person, and I just think you have more meaningful conversations.
So one of the things that I remember very well about coming out of lockdown and being allowed to be in the same room as people, in a way, it sort of underlined the isolation that had happened of sitting at home alone and working at home alone and endless Teams and Zooms and the like. To be allowed out, it was like the leash had been let off and yay, off we go and do stuff. But actually, at the beginning, there was only a limited amount of stuff that you could do because people were sort of tiptoeing out of their front doors. And as you've already said, with which I agree, those days are gone. Yeah, exhibitions are huge. Face-to-face meetings are huge. I still do a lot more online like this than I did pre-lockdown because the tech has got better and because people are much more accepting of it. But I'm not sure if you're aware, but I launched something called Laptop Monday, which is a co-working group where people who usually work alone go out. We meet at coffee shops, we meet in hotels, we meet at gyms. But the point of it is about exactly what you've been talking. It's about that interaction. It's about combating the loneliness and isolation. Sometimes the interaction is very professional, talking about different software packages or tools that might be available or whatever it is. Sometimes it's, yeah, can you believe who got kicked off Bake Off? But I don't have colleagues in an office. So for me, that's a great environment for me to be able to interact with people once every couple of weeks. And I wondered, when in the sort of exhibition and events world, whether that combating isolation is part of the pitch, if you like.
Yeah, I agree. And actually, before we go to that, you know, I can give my personal experience on that. So at RX Global, we're so fortunate to have a flexible working policy. Where we have, you know, assigned days in the office where we all come together and we hot desk. And it's a great concept because one day I could be sitting next to the head of marketing technology. The next day I could be sitting next to someone in my team from, you know, from the sales team where we can talk about IBTM World. And, you know, another day it could be the head of marketing or one of our social media execs. So you get to, you appreciate that time in the office together, and the conversations that you have when you're meeting new people as well, collaborating is fantastic.
One of the things that I like about Laptop Monday is I never know who I'm going to be sitting next to. And sometimes it's somebody who I know well and we chat and we build that relationship. Sometimes it's somebody who I've never seen before and it starts with, so what do you do? And it's not networking, it's co-working, but a little bit of that networking-y stuff does happen. One of the things I do like best when I go to an exhibition, I only ever go to an exhibition for good reason, you know, because I'm involved in that sector and I want to visit some stands and talk to some people, see what's going on. But I love being in the queue for coffee because that's when you chat with people and it just starts with, so how do you come to be here or something of that ilk. But you so often develop relationships with people in the same sector.
Absolutely. And it's those spontaneous conversations that are so meaningful. So we've actually got a new feature, which is the Refuel Lounge, and we've got some meditation. We've got yoga classes, and it's so important. Whilst, you know, the show floor is busy and vibrant, sometimes you just need those 5 minutes to take some time out.
Okay, is IBTM the first time you've tried that?
It's the first time, and I tell you what, it's been so popular, and people have really appreciated it.
Well, I was about to say it's only day one, so it's probably too early to judge, but it's not. You have already judged, and it's good. I like that. I'm just not sure about turning up to an exhibition, but taking my shoes off and doing a bit of yoga, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we're a close industry, we're all friends. And yeah, I haven't been myself, unfortunately. I haven't had the chance to, but maybe I'll grab 5 minutes to go and experience it myself. Maybe not in a dress. I might have to bring my yoga pants for that.
Yeah, I've never taken my yoga pants to an exhibition, but maybe I need to change that, especially if it's one of yours. I'm going to ask one last question, which is, what would you hope would be your ideal outcome from this? Is it a 3-day exhibition?
That's right. I hope that people will leave feeling inspired and feel like they have made use of their time, you know, out of their busy schedules. So I hope that they've had a chance to see Barcelona. There's so much to offer in the city here. But I hope they've come to build new connections, meet existing connections, and feel that they've learned something new so that they can go back, whether they're an event planner or an event organizer as part of an association or as a corporate, that they feel that they've learned something new that they can bring to their events. Or if they're a destination, that they feel like they have met new contacts, new opportunities that they can then follow up with after the show.
Sounds to me like those are some really good objectives to have. And I have a funny feeling that they're going to be achieved. Maybe you can ping me an email in a few days and tell me if it all worked out as you hoped and expected.
I will do.
Lovely. I'm going to say thank you very much. It's been a delightful conversation. I hope you found it vaguely interesting to you on a whole day of chats like this.
It's been really fun. I mean, I was throwing myself in the deep end week 3 of the job, and I'm already doing interviews and podcasts. And I tell you what, I wouldn't have it any other way. So, but thank you for this opportunity as well, because it was really nice to speak to you.
Really my pleasure. I have been talking to Claudia Hall of RX, and she's the event director for IBTM World. I am Mark Harris of Enterprise Doctor, and this is me signing off.